See, people don't understand. I've seen people in church. I've seen great people in church, men and women. In fact, a real true story. A man, probably 15 years ago, this man's a deacon in a Baptist church. He loved God. He was a Sunday school teacher, and he had had cancer for the last 8 years. Now then, they burned a hole in his colon. Spent all of his money. Had $1 million worth of insurance. Spent it all over 8 or 10 years. Had several surgeries. Finally, through radiation, they burned a hole in his colon, and he's leaking on the inside. And they say, it's over. Send him home to die. He got a week left to live. When his son came to me, and I found out that the man was a lovely man, a deacon, Sunday school teacher, loved God, couldn't make him mad. But his wife, different story. His wife, she had unforgiveness toward all kinds of people. I mean, she had voiced it too. I said, there's your problem. I said, that mama's got to get right with God. Mama finally got right with God, got her sins repented of, asked all those people to forgive her. After that, this man that had been sent home to die, James 5, 14, 15, and 16, was applied to him by faith, and in a week, the man was healed. That's been 10 or 12 years ago. Isn't that amazing? Be careful who you're married to. If you got a spouse that has unforgiveness, you're in big trouble if you're the spiritual authority. I mean, if you're the one that loves God, wants to serve Him, and you got a mate, and the mate has got unforgiveness, you need to be on your face before the throne of God saying, Lord, move on my mate. Touch their heart. Change them. Because if you happen to be a woman and you got a husband that has unforgiveness, you know how much good it's going to do for you to go and tell him he needs to repent? He ain't going to believe you. He ain't going to believe you. They ain't no woman can change no man. You know that? That's right. A lot of women, I've seen a lot of women say, oh, I thought he was the best guy there ever was, but I just knew after I married him he would change for me. Wrong. Didn't happen. He got worse. Instead of getting better, he got worse. That's just the way men are. We're a little bit stupid. I say that about y'all. Me, I'm a whole lot stupid. You know, so Lord, forgive me for that negative confession. But sometimes that's the way we are. You know, that really the way we are. We make a lot of mistakes. And the reason we make these mistakes is because we don't know what this book says. And when we see it, we don't believe it. You know, and we never would ever dream that I could commit something that would make my Cheryl sick. Or that she could do something to make me sick. But Cheryl and I both know that. I mean, that's why we do everything we can to walk totally committed to God, both of us together. Because we don't want neither one of us to get sick. We realize we're one. And we've got to walk holy before the King in obedience to His Word. As we said there a while ago in James 5, 14, 15, 16, the prayer of faith, how many times in James 5, 14, 15, and 16 will the prayer of faith heal the sick? Every time it's done in faith. Every time the sins are repented of, the sins are confessed, and the righteous man or woman gets in there and persistently pursues the King of the universe and prays the prayer of faith. How many times does that scripture says it'll heal the sick? So why do people not use this? Why do people go to church with that scripture and get sick? Why do you go to the doctor and never go to Jesus? He's the best doctor around, and he don't charge. He is the best doctor around, and he does not charge. Now then, in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Word of God tells you what you will get if you do not pray in faith. This is where this is extremely important. I want you to listen to James 1, 6 and 7. It says, James 1, 6 and 7, Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. How much can you waver when you come to God? Did he really say you had to ask in faith, nothing wavering? So how much can you waver? But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord, because you're a double-minded man and you're unstable in all your ways. If you don't ask in faith, what are you going to get from God? Nothing? You mean God? Surely he wouldn't be that way, would he? No, that's just, he wouldn't do that to you. A lovely little man or woman like you, God would never do nothing like that to you. You could come and ask him, Lord, if it be your will. Or, Lord, I know I'm a man and I've not been loving my wife. Or I'm the wife and I've not been submitting to my husband. But I know you don't really mind there, God. I can just do whatever I want to. And I know that I can pray and you'll hear my prayer. Is he going to hear your prayer? Not at all. See, that's the thing about God. If you want something from him, you got to do it his way. I mean, he's just that way. I've come to realize when I did it my way all those years, you know how many prayers I saw answered? When I doing it my way? That's it, brother. He's held a net zero. That's exactly right. How many I got answered? None. But when I started doing it his way, things started changing. When I stopped sinning, when I started walking in obedience to his word, when I started spending time with him in his word, when I got serious with him and started praying in faith, after I found this little secret, verse 16 of James 5, confess your sins one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Confess sin? Who ever heard of sin? I mean, that got confessed whenever I got saved. I thought he took away all my sin. He did. But did I sin after I got saved? Oh, unfortunately, too many times. That's what's wrong. I sinned way too many times. But if you will confess your faults, your sins, one to another, and pray one for another, you may be healed. Because he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A righteous man? Are you righteous? Are you righteous? I want every man and woman in here that knows they're righteous to hold up your hand. Praise God. Now, you're a little hesitant there, young lady. I'm not too sure you know. Did you do that just because your husband told you to do that? You got to know because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. It has nothing to do with you. But the day you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he washed away everything in your history. And he made you the righteousness of God in Christ. When you get a hold of that picture, there ain't nothing you can do. Only what the King did. When you can say, Lord, because you sent your Son to die on that cross for me, I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I didn't have a thing to do with my righteousness. You did it all. And I'm receiving that. And now then, Lord, I can come to you by faith. Because you did it. It ain't nothing I had to do. I just accepted the free gift that you gave me. And now then, I can stand in your presence as a daughter of the King of the universe, righteous as Jesus himself, because the King lives in me and he's washed away every sin. And I have every sin repented of and confessed that I've committed since I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And I'm walking in obedience to your word. I'm trying my best to walk holy in your presence. He says, my daughter, then in that case, you can come boldly into the throne of grace like Hebrews 4:16 said, and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. But when you come in, come boldly. Don't come in there like a whipped dog. Come in because of the blood of my Son. And ask me what you want. And I'll do it for you, he says, when you come and ask in faith. See, isn't it amazing how the enemy deceives us? See, what we do, we know ourselves better than anybody. So whenever we start to try to get to the throne of grace, oh, the old enemy will say, oh, you old worthless woman, you. You know how bad you've been. You know God wouldn't dare do nothing good for an old worthless woman like you. And we buy that. We buy it. I mean, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, we throw that thing out there, and we keep throwing it out there until the hook's on something big, and then we try to pull it in. Instead of casting all our cares on the King, like He said, because He cares for us. That's just like somebody comes up, as a young man came up here a while back, his daddy was a doctor. And this young man had hurt his back in some kind of a basketball, and he could just barely walk. Come in here. And his daddy's up here and he said, you know, I'm a medical doctor. And my son's got a problem that can't be fixed other than God. I said, where is he? He said, well, he's back yonder. I said, well, bring the boy up here. He brought the boy up here and he's come up here. He's walking kind of like this. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, well, I hurt my back and throwed everything out of here and playing basketball. I said, you got all your sins repented of? He said, after today, sir, I got every sin repented of. I reached up, I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Jesus told me to lay hands on you, and you're healed. I said, you're healed, son. Now go do something. And he said, Dad, I can't find it. The pain's gone. I said, son, quit looking for it. I said, go outside and play basketball. Do we serve an awesome Jesus, young lady? He's beyond our wildest dreams. He wants to do good things for us. All we got to do is believe. And all we got to do is know. Hey, it's like Peter said when he walked up to that cripple. He said, I don't have no money. I don't have no silver. I don't have no gold. But in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And that poor little old man looked down there, and I could just see Peter reach down and grab him by the hand and jerk him plumb. He said, I said, get up in the name of Jesus and walk. And the guy jumped up and he was healed and he's running up and down the stairs. Everybody's praising God. Well, naturally, the church leaders come and say, how'd you do this? He said, if you think it was by my righteousness or my holiness, this man stands before you healed, let it be known it was by faith in the name of Jesus.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.